The United States of America began life as a British colony in the first decade of the 17th century. 300 years later, it had become a world-renowned melting pot. Between 1880 and 1920, the U.S. opened its doors to 20 million immigrants, mainly from Central, Eastern, and Southern Europe. More than 4 million came from Italy alone. Much of the population of Sicily and Campania, sometimes entire villages, emigrated to the U.S., the land of opportunity. Italians are now the country's seventh largest ethnic group, with 17 million U.S. citizens of Italian ancestry. However, in the 1880s, the United States was in recession. As a result, 30% of Italian immigrants never moved beyond New York, finding work there digging canals, laying gas pipes, or building bridges and the subway system. Italian workers faced hostility in their new home. Accused of stealing American jobs, they were frequently attacked by mobs, who also set Catholic churches on fire. In the 1890s, over 20 Italians were reported lynched. Anti-immigrant sentiment continued until the 1920s, when the government restricted immigration. As the 20th century progressed, the second generation of Italian-American immigrants, now English speakers, moved from unskilled work into skilled jobs. At this time, the introduction of Prohibition in 1920 offered the mafia, also imported from Italy, an opportunity to improve its position in the U.S. The next change in the fortunes of Italian Americans came when the U.S. entered the Second World War in December 1941. Millions of Italian men and women started work in war industries, or Italian men served in the armed forces. The U.S. government, however, now at war with Italy, did not trust Italian Americans. About 10,000 suffered compulsory relocation, while 600,000 were confined to their homes at night. After the war, a new era arrived for Italian Americans. Returning soldiers used the government's GI Bill, intended to help war veterans, to go to college, often for the first time in the history of their families. Immigrants began to move out of the little Italies their ancestors had created in the U.S. Quickly climbing the socioeconomic ladder, they became embedded in mainstream American culture.